Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have a guest that's a bit in our backyard, and that is Sadao Muraoka. And he was here in Atlantic in 1972. So welcome back to Atlantic.
Thank you very much. It has been my pleasure to be back in Atlantic. During my days when I was going to Chicago in 1981 to 1983, I came back to Atlantic many times to visit my American family, Mr. and Mrs. Bill Melby and Linda Key, and as well as my classmates. And you know, it has been my honor to be a part of the Atlantic High School and a part of the community, because my 1 year in Atlantic with my American family and with my classmates, as well as the some of our close friends in the community, really changed my entire course of life for the past 40 years.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk just a minute about what you're doing now, and then I want to come back to some of the activities you did and how that influenced your life. But what are you doing now as a career?
Right now, I am in the real estate business development. I work for a Japanese company called Mori Building, which is one of the largest private held enterprises in Tokyo. This company has asset of about $12 billion in real estate, and I have been doing lots of financings on behalf of the company. And at the moment, I am the present CEO of one of their major subsidiary who does asset management.
Do you do much traveling outside of Japan related to that, or is most of your work done there?
Until year 2003, we had a major office complex in Houston that we own, but we sold that part of the building. So right now, most of the portfolios are in the center of Tokyo as well as in Shanghai, mainland China. So I hardly get to come out to the United States any longer, but it is my plan that through my businesses, at least I would have enough justifications to create a businesses here in the States so that I can come back often.
I can tell that you really do enjoy coming to Atlantic and the area and seeing folks. And, of course, when we're visiting with you, we're at Heritage House awaiting some of the visitors. Let's go back to your school days and talk a bit about some of the activities that you did when you were here at AHS.
Yes. I was very fortunate that there was a school counselor called Mr. Richard Jesperson. He is still in town. And he encouraged me not only to be very active in classes, but also to go out after school for some of the athletic activities. And I was so honored to be a part of the Atlantic High School wrestling team, and coached by Coach Barnes. Also, I went out to summer school, summer baseball team, baseball headed by a coach, Chuck Barnett. And Coach Barnes, I think by now they may be left to Colorado to move, but Coach Barnes and his wife are in town, and I'm looking forward to seeing them this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. So that was great to be a part of those activities. I understand you also had a bit of a great experience related to math.
Yes. In 1971, Atlantic High School math team, and I was one of the members of the team, headed by a math teacher called Rick, Mr. Brown. He left the town, but we went to Omaha to enter into the math contest hosted by Creighton University. And our senior team got a first prize in that math contest. And we were so proud of our achievements on behalf of the Atlantic High School that night.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about how your experiences here with Mel and Linda Key and your experiences in the high school and just living here. How has that influenced your life?
Before I came here, I had a very vague image about what I would be able to do in my future. After 1 year in Atlantic High Schools and with Milky family and with the classmates and community, I came to realize that I may have some future opportunities to do something international. And so after I came back from Atlantic to Japan, I finished my undergraduate and I began to work for Japanese bank, who were able to send me to business school at the University of Chicago, and that gave me the chance to enter into international banking activities. So before I joined the Mori Building 12 years ago, I worked for this Japanese bank in the international business department for well over 20 years, and part of that was the opportunity to live in California and Dallas for 8 years to work within the United States. So without my experiences in these communities, my life would never exist in this way.
So you're feeling very fortunate about this. What kind of program, how did you get to be a part of this program that brought you to Atlantic?
There is an organization called AFS that stands for American Field Services. It is a voluntary organization organized during the World War II by American people to help the wounded soldiers in the battlefield in Europe. That's why a part of the name is American Field Services. That field is a battlefield. Through their experiences, they came to realize that it's important to try to make sure that there won't be any misunderstandings among the people on the global basis. And in order to achieve that very important goal, they decided to start the exchange program between the youth on the global basis. And I was one of the Japanese students who were brought from Japan to the United States that year.
So I know that people here are feeling very fortunate of having you here also and all the participation. I want to talk a bit about, you live in Tokyo, is that correct? Okay. You know, one of the things that I think of when I think of Tokyo and Japan are those speedy trains that get you where you want to go. And, you know, we don't have hardly any trains that work well here. Talk a little bit about the kinds of transportation that you have there in addition to speedy trains.
Well, one of the very strong characteristics about transportation in Tokyo would be we do have lots of subway lines, and there may be well over 10 lines that would connect the entire cities. So there are so many people who do not own the cars anymore because they can get to anywhere by way of subways in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. So that is one of the very unique points about transportation in the big city.
Mm-hmm. Are there still many people riding bicycles? And, you know, here we're trying to get more people to ride bicycles to work.
Because of the increasing awareness for the ecologies, yes, there is a rapidly increased communities and the populations in Tokyo to ride on the bicycles, even for the commutings, yes. And as well as these for the sporting purposes, is that over the weekend you would see lots of bicycle riders going around the Imperial Palace park areas as well.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk just a little bit about your family. Your wife Junko is here with you, but I understand you have a new grandbaby, and so just talk a little more about your family.
Yes, I do have two daughters at the age of 28 and 25. Both were born in Japan, but they spent their 8 years in the States together. So both of them are barely fluent in English as well as Japanese. And talking about the impact on my life, but my impact on my life from my experience in the States also not only changed my life, but also the future of my two daughters, because now they are pretty much engaged in the international business businesses for respectively. Mm-hmm. The older daughter, as you said, they got married 2 years ago, and they have the baby girl who is about 7 months old. And I would assume that this baby girl would eventually be a bilingual in English and Japanese. And in the future, I'm sure that my daughters would live somewhere abroad together with their children. And I hope that they will have a similar experience, wonderful experience like I had here in Atlantic.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would be interesting to think about where your granddaughter will be, you know, 20 years from now, and it will be interesting. So our time has run out. We want to thank you very much, Sadao Muraoka. I'm sorry, I just have to work at that.
You did perfectly. Thank you very much for this
thank
opportunity.
Thank you so much. Until next time, here's a thought. Never let the things you want make you forget the things you have.